All right, 3, 2, 1. What's up, guys? This is episode 15 of the House Rules Podcast. I'm your host, Barlow. Marlo, we are back. Your favorite TikTok investors are here once again after a short 3-week hiatus. The boys are back. And if you see to my left, we have a new addition to the podcast. Eric, probably Mexican, back in the building. He is now a permanent... Permanent member. There you go. Permanent member of the House Rules Podcast from here on out. Happy to have you.
Thank you, dude. Gang.
We got Bochis. We got Kyle in the building as well.
Like always.
Like always. First things first. Stock market's in an uptrend.
Yep. Still is not stopping. Look like it's going to stop anytime soon.
Yep.
Yesterday, today... As soon as we saw a whole bunch of like selling, dipping, and just rallies right back up.
Yeah.
So it's been pretty good.
Yeah.
Can't complain.
Mm-hmm.
I know someone's been taking advantage of this uptrend for sure.
Yeah.
We got a little news report from someone, from Eric.
Yeah, overall market's looking good. You know, it's little fake outs here or there, but it's all right. But the one person who is taking advantage is our Speaker of the House, Nancy Pelosi. CA12. Well, not her, but
that's what they call her.
I think that's the district or that she's from. California.
You did your deep dive on this.
I know.
You gotta pay attention to what's going on.
Serial number 47.
For real. I thought that was like her cell number or some shit.
Yeah, she's been in like Congress for
a millennia.
Like 40 years. Yeah. Not that long. Mm-hmm. But
that's a long time.
She's like 81, dude. She's old. So
she's 81.
She's 81, but she's the riskiest. She's the best options trader I've seen in my life. 100 to 10 billion. What really happened in the story was her husband, who's like a real estate mogul, you know, he's wealthy himself.
Mm-hmm.
They purchased about $5 million worth of option calls in the money for next year, like July 17, 2022.
Okay.
And Apple, Nvidia, Google, and
Amazon.
Damn.
And yeah, it was about $5 million worth combined. And Microsoft too.
Mm-hmm.
And
so all of Fang.
Yeah, basically Fang except Netflix.
Gotcha.
And Facebook. But they're in there, and they bought it in, you know, around the end of May. So it and everything, you know, the last kind of bottoming everything once everything started running in June. Mm-hmm. And they started exercising the option within the last couple weeks.
Okay.
And the report barely came out yesterday,
mm-hmm.
which everyone obviously started flipping out.
Yeah.
Because the first thing they accuse is insider information.
Yeah.
But the first thing that they stated was that, you know, he has the same information available to all of us. He made the same call, which obviously it's not
true.
Not true, because... Yeah. He sold a lot of things before the that Pentagon deal came out with the cloud service.
Oh, yeah.
He exercised his Microsoft 2 weeks ago, so before that news came out, he essentially, you know, sold the
top.
Yeah, pretty close, you know, once it hit $2 trillion market cap.
Right.
And
what about Amazon?
I don't know if they've exercised. That one's a smaller one. They only bought like 250,000 worth of options, you know, something small.
Something small
for them.
Just yesterday and today pretty much made probably 100% of that.
Yeah, so they exercised their options, so essentially about the shares pretty cheap to what it's compared now. And I think they made over 50%, I think it was reported. I'm not sure if they're still holding other
things. 50%, and they said how much did they purchase the entire thing?
It was within about $5 to $6 million worth of
So they made $2 to $3 million.
So in 2 months, they made $2 million. At least.
Damn. So they made...
I'm surprised there's no spy calls in there. Or SPX calls.
I know that.
I feel like that would have been also a no-brainer.
Yeah. Could have. But yeah, she's already worth a lot. She's worth $115
million.
Damn. She didn't need it. And, you know, you think she'd start thinking about retirement. Nah, she's...
At 81, she's still going.
She's balls to the wall. She said, I'm going to go.
Maybe she did that.
I'm a full send this thing and, then, you know, just get some...
All those games are just like a little weekend trip for her.
Honestly.
Yeah, that's true.
To be honest.
Yeah.
I mean, her actual salary is pretty, you know, not much. They get their money off what they know. Their information that they learn.
Mm-hmm. So would you say that's 100% inside information?
1,000%.
1,000%.
You know, you know, it's the big guy against the little guy. Retail traders against people actually know what's going on.
Yeah, yeah.
But they get mad at retail traders for pumping GameStop, AMC.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Newegg.
How funny! Yeah. How funny would it have been if she had AMC?
Damn, yeah. That would have been funny.
That's crazy. Automatic jail time or not?
Nah, no. She's not going to jail for no reason.
Yeah, there's no way.
That's messed up.
Well, geez, the Clintons
are. I were to do that, I go to jail tomorrow.
True, but you're Mexican, so
that's true.
And you also are not in Congress.
You're lucky. You're probably a Mexican.
Probably. Like, I mean, if the Clintons are over here killing people,
the Clintons are killing people. No, I'm kidding. All right.
They're killing people in jail and like they're fine.
Yeah, they caught the other the senator from Georgia. What's her name? Some white lady. She was okay. She wasn't voted.
She had to be.
She wasn't voted in, but
okay.
Her husband is the chairman of the NYSE, the New York Stock Exchange.
Oh, New York Stock Exchange, really?
Yes. I don't know.
The chairman of it.
Yeah. Okay. She, he's like the top guy there.
Right,
and
right.
That
right.
is her husband.
Yeah.
And she made like $5 million on some stock trades.
Right.
And was like, insider information. But
yeah. Nothing. Nope.
And I think she still got voted in. She ran this last. She ran when they were doing that. You know how they're doing the runoff?
Yeah.
With the Warnick and the other guy. So they're involved. They're all in that mess. But the fact that, you know, obviously she clearly did something. Yeah, she knows something.
Yeah. Yeah.
No jail time.
Well, this isn't the first time we hear this from her, or was it someone else when like they bought way out the like fire expiry spy calls?
Well, I know Trump. They obviously he's been when he was in office. But I know you're talking about a complete different person other than Trump.
I forgot who it was.
But Trump was famous for like doing this shit on the daily.
No, I remember her. We spoke about that already.
Yeah.
Damn, I forgot who it was. Damn. But yeah.
I think there's a lot of people doing that.
Everyone's in it.
Yeah, I think that's the thing. I think everyone's in it. We just don't necessarily know about all of them, you know? Like, we only find out about the few far in between.
I'm trying to see Powell's portfolio.
You mean Powell?
Same thing.
That's me. Yeah.
Oh, her name is Kelly Loeffler. Her net worth is $500
million. $500 million?
That's her husband's from the New York Stock Exchange?
Yeah. Yeah.
$500 million.
Yeah.
And what is she, a congressman for Georgia?
She was already wealthy.
Okay.
But then, I think the senator either died or resigned, and the governor placed her.
Oh, just
as a senator,
unanimously just said you're.
Well, yeah. When someone resigns and it's not a voting time,
right?
He just chooses someone.
So he just chose her as a senator.
Yeah. So he was just like, you know, you can go in.
Damn, and we can't even trade AMC for a day sometimes.
Yeah, her husband.
That's wild,
Jeffrey Sprecher.
Okay.
The American business founder, chairman, and CEO of Intercontinental Exchange and chairman of the New York Stock Exchange.
So does that mean like the move is to become a senator, a congressman, so you do this shit?
This guy's worth $1 billion.
So now we know why those guys push so hard to become, get into politics.
Yeah, that's where all the money's at.
Yeah, I remember one time, I think once I had told you guys how like a senator, a congressman, someone in like a position of office, they can't be, you can't bribe them with money, but companies can give you shares, and it's not legal.
That's way better than getting bribed.
Because I remember the one of the big things was, I forget who, I think it was 2012 or 2013. It was back in the day, like 20 years ago or 10, 20 years ago, when they had something about the credit card shit. And they had given her like, I think it was Visa. They given her a bunch of, I think it was, not Pelosi. I don't think so. It's a famous one too, but point is that they gave her shares in Visa at like half of whatever it was at the time. So literally the next day she was already up 100%.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
That's
fucking insane.
And they're going to pass legislation to see
and if of course the next that. And literally the next day, of course, they passed the credit card thing, like, oh yeah, you can keep whatever it was.
Mm-hmm.
That makes sense. Yeah. No, I mean, it happens daily. We're just not aware, or
it just doesn't come out, you know?
You know, till the end of time.
Screw this. Bochy 2024.
Damn.
What's your slogan?
Damn. Hold on. Let me think about it.
We also have.
Si se puede.
Oh my God.
Si se puede. Now, you know what's the really funny one?
Bochy's in the butt cheeks.
Hey, in Cali, I'm not sure.
I'm not sure when it went down. You know what's funny? The one in the Mexico's president. Have you seen his?
No.
Abrazos, no balazos.
Abrazos, no balazos?
Come on, I know you've
The bro. Morena guy?
The guy who's literally the president right now.
What's his name?
I don't know. I forget.
Olmo?
I could not even tell you. But point is his slogan is, or has been, abrazos, no balazos.
That's funny.
He just wants you to, they want everyone to just stop, you know.
Well, yeah, the whole...
Everything
that's going on over
there. Yeah, yeah. That's a wild, huh? That's a wild
slogan. That's a good risky one.
Yeah, so, okay, we also had Newegg going crazy.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Today.
Yeah, it started the last
two. Yeah.
Yeah. It started.
I don't know about you guys, but I order shit from Newegg all the time.
That's what I'm not surprised, and we've always talked about...
Yeah, Newegg, Corsair, PCs, all those like, all PC
that
companies. Stuff,
all that gaming things.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What happened. Newegg gets pumped up like crazy.
Yeah. I was aware they're doing a merger with someone, LLIT, in which
Newegg is.
Yeah, Newegg was. Okay. I heard about it for a couple months back in the day, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, no, like a couple months ago at worst. Like I owned LLIT.
What you said back in the day, like 30 years ago.
Back when they first started.
Yeah. I owned some of these shares knowing that they were going to merge with Newegg. And I was like, oh, you know.
Oh, you had the LLIT shares.
LLIT, yeah. And then it was like $10. It ran to 12. And I was like, made my profit. I'm down. I'm out. And
paper.
When I looked at it today, we can't find the ticker anymore.
Yeah, we couldn't find it.
So I'm assuming the merger was complete. Mm-hmm. I don't know when it was. Maybe it was.
Or maybe it has a different ticker name.
That's possibly.
Or it just really just got fully merged with Newegg. And then this was kind of the catalyst for it to run up. Okay. I think it started last Thursday. It was only at like $10.
Mm-hmm.
And now it hit the high of 70. It might even be higher right now. It got halted like 5 times.
Yeah,
on the
today
way
got halted. I think it opened around low 20s, hit a high of 71. I don't know. It probably still running right now as we speak.
Right.
But yeah, that's 300% pretty much from the actual stock price.
Pretty much. Yeah.
Which is crazy.
Then
I looked into the options just to check. And then the farthest strike price you can get is $40.
So you can't even get the 70.
Those don't even exist anymore.
So they're going to be drawn up tomorrow probably.
Yeah, pretty much.
With freaking 500% IV.
Oh yeah, the IV was already at 200%. Yeah. And that's before this whole pump. So imagine.
Oh, that was on now the highest. Highest strike.
So imagine what's going to open at. It's good. Yeah. For sure a lot of eyes are going to be on that. So something to keep an eye on.
Yeah.
I don't think I'll be in it.
Okay. A little too crazy.
Not worth it.
Okay.
But yeah, that's crazy. But I actually like Newegg. The company
itself.
Yeah, me
too. Yeah. That's Newegg, Corsair. I feel like all these PC companies, it's just not a surprise.
Yeah.
I mean, no one's going to stop buying computers.
Yeah.
No one's going to stop buying PC ports.
Exactly.
It's just not going to, that's not going to happen.
The demand is still there.
The only thing that can stop it is the chip shortage.
I mean, that's it. But like in terms of,
it's a cool website.
Yeah, very cool and very good price for the shit.
So yeah, so no one's gonna stop gaming ever.
Nah, not even gaming, but even aside from gaming, just in general, like.
Oh yeah, anything PC.
Yeah, I'm saying just literally anything PC, not even necessarily just gaming.
I mean, just this week, I had like 4 people hit me up, be like, "Hey man, I'm thinking about getting a PC now."
Okay.
So I'm like, "Damn!" And people that I never thought would actually get a PC.
Oh really?
And I'm like, "Oh damn!"
And they're Mac people or what?
No, they're not Mac. One of my boys, he's a Toshiba guy.
What do you mean?
He's like, he has a Toshiba laptop.
I don't know. You're going to have to,
that's
really
a dinosaur,
explain that.
Basically. What do you mean?
Yeah.
He's he likes Toshiba?
No, that's the last thing
he
had.
What he had.
Yeah. That's like the most recent thing he has. And he's like, bro, I can't even play music on it on YouTube.
So why? What?
He started getting into like he just started looking into PCs. I started telling him about it and everything. He's like, damn, actually I'm interested in getting a PC for a lot of things.
Okay.
And one being trading on that. That's so funny.
Who the fuck has a Toshiba?
That's what I'm saying. So someone that is going from a Toshiba to a PC like that, that tells you a lot.
God damn.
I have a Dell dinosaur sitting at the bottom of my desk.
Like you're talking about the beige ones?
Yeah.
That
like
bad?
The one that school gives you.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, one of those.
I mean, I have one. I have them there, but I'm not using them.
It still has the password restriction. I can't go.
Oh, you can't even get on it?
I can't go on the internet.
Yeah, see, you're not using it.
Did you guys ever have that when they came around to give you guys free computers?
School never had that.
No, no, not school. It was like a company.
Oh, really?
When? Yeah, so like back in the day, I was probably like, 10, 11, something like that. And the company would come around to like different neighborhoods or whatever, and they would offer you a free computer if you did like a program that they were doing.
Oh.
So in exchange for like a free computer, you'd get this.
Program.
Yeah, I mean, you do the program in exchange for the free computer.
Yeah.
What kind of program was it?
It was like some educational shit. Like you had to like do some
Khan Academy stuff.
I don't know.
You're not talking about the Leapfrog computers?
No. A legit like black, like a Dell, like a Dell.
Okay.
It was nothing powerful, obviously. But a basic ass just Dell computer.
That's
you have to do like a, like I said, like literally like math problems.
Yeah. Hmm. I
thought everyone got that as a little kid. At least in the hood, I thought everyone got that.
I wish, unless I missed
the. But that's the only reason. Knock. That's the only reason. Maybe that's the only reason I had a computer at the as a little kid.
That's interesting.
I had that for a long time.
I don't think we ever had a computer until I hit like high school. My brother had like a little PC.
Okay.
That we all share. I'm pretty sure everyone had that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like when he got in high school?
When or I got after when you I got to high school.
You got your own.
Well, no, we got it like when I was in middle school, so when he was in high school.
Hmm. Oh, so
that was the first computer in house.
Interesting.
Yeah. I think mine was.
I'm pretty sure you guys probably the same.
When middle school?
Yeah.
When I was in middle school?
Yeah. Same age, same time.
Or like fifth grade, something like that. Okay. Just fucking stay up all night, play pinball and.
And get on MySpace?
Not at the time. No, I was
MySpace
was
out?
No, it was, but I don't think I used it.
Really?
I don't think I used it until I was in middle school. Mm-mm. Like seventh grade, probably.
Oh, you're talking about in kindergarten? I mean, you're talking about in elementary.
Yeah. That's when I had the.
That's when you had your first computer.
Yeah.
Oh, my bad.
I thought like paintball and paint, you know?
Okay.
That game was fun.
Damn. Then we also.
But a few people that probably not going to do a whole lot of gaming.
Yeah.
Now is Kyle's favorite clan.
Yeah.
What's your favorite clan?
Who's my favorite clan?
Like, the ones that we're going to get
sports
into.
Team?
FaZe? What?
Well, okay. Point is.
What kind of guy are you? Hold up. I need to know. What kind of guy? Dude, you cannot care?
No, he's an
I like
NRG guy.
Pretty much people. I don't care about the FaZe or Hunter T.
Like you watch people on Twitch?
Yeah.
Oh, what do you usually watch?
Most of the popular people, like Joe Woe. Swag.
I don't know who these people are. But what do you watch? Like you watch
Warzone.
Oh, Warzone. Mainly. Okay.
Yeah. I don't watch like the just chatting and all that. It's kind of boring.
No hot tub streams?
No.
ASMR?
I
don't even watch the YouTube ASMR stuff.
Is that even this thing still?
Yeah.
What?
The hot tub?
Yeah. Hot tub.
I don't know.
Because last time I heard, I saw how they were going to stop. Stop allowing what's
I don't
called?
Know. I don't know.
Well, mainly. Mainly like, yeah, there was a couple girls that they banned for it. Right. But
I just saw a news article come out that they're not going to allow them to like actually monetize from that anymore.
Oh, no.
If
they sexualize it, yes.
Yeah, there's still people.
I mean,
I've seen one that
you're not sexualizing.
I mean, I know, but honestly.
But I think one of them,
coats and shit?
One actually, I don't know if she moaned or like she licked the actual mic. And at that point,
Twitch I saw said, that.
No,
story.
That's
this is
too
banned.
Much. This,
yeah,
at this point,
so the bending over and the jiggling wasn't.
Nope, that's not enough. That doesn't. Mm. This doesn't go against their guidelines.
Okay,
but
good to know.
Licking, I noticed licking, and then someone else got banned for something. Else,
but isn't it with the ASMR or whatever?
Yeah, people so she like licked the mic,
yeah.
And yeah. I don't remember who it was, but it's one of those pop who was doing like a hot tub stream, and you know, all that stuff,
huh?
But again, I wouldn't know,
yeah. Sounds like you don't know at all,
it's all from his sources,
yeah. So, yeah. Doesn't sound like you're going into detail at all,
no idea.
Yeah. So, FaZe Clan has now banned one of the members completely off
and suspended three. Which,
due to
just real quick, those four members pretty much been in FaZe since like the beginning.
Since the beginning.
From what I know.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. And it's due to their advertising or promotion of certain cryptocurrencies that have now become scams or
basically
pumping dumps, right?
What I think their main one was called Kids, which they said and promoted that.
What do you mean? Like that's the name of the crypto?
Kids. KIDS,
okay. Okay.
Because supposedly they were saying that a lot of the money being made from that would go to charities. Like different charities, I guess.
And let me guess, they weren't.
No. But they're claiming that it was.
Gotcha.
Oh, it is
okay.
Going. But
now it is. They hit up their account real quick and said, hey, wire that.
And it's crazy because they all sold. And now the stock is basically dead.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
or
the crypto's
dead. Yeah.
So that the main people sold.
Yeah, that's which cost the crypto to go down.
That is how it works, yes.
So basically that's why pump and dump.
Right.
But Yeah, so they got caught.
Okay.
One being, I think, the main guy is Face K, the one that got kicked out, which is crazy because he's a pretty big name, like one of the biggest name in Face Clan. Okay. And yeah, he's been officially out and no one has really said anything as far as them about it, except the owner, which is Face Banks, was just like, yeah, I'm the one who made the decision
to kick him out. Right.
And suspended the other three. They still don't know what's going to go on with them.
Right.
So, which that's pretty crazy.
So, in your opinion, do you think that they should be kicked out?
I think so.
You think so?
If they really did a pump and dump, I think they should. Because that's pretty messed up. Because people like us who fall, like say we fall into that.
I want to say us, but yeah.
Yeah.
I get you. I get you. The general public.
Yeah. And then like people like that can really afford that money. Mm-hmm. Don't you lose that money?
Yeah.
Which, I mean, you should never follow anyone that doesn't know about the stock market. Yeah. So you buy this, whatever. But
I would even say don't follow anyone.
Yeah. Yeah.
Maybe just go on your own.
Exactly. Yeah. Learn on your own. But so that sucks for them because I did see a lot of people I was looking into it saying, man, I put $1,000 into this and I lost it all. There's some people say I put $5,000 into it, which is fine with me because I have money, they're saying, but still that's pretty messed up because I was over here thinking it was going to go to charity.
Right.
So I saw a lot of.
So do you think that's okay? Do you think it's more so the fact that it was a pump and dump, or is it more so because they were told it's all going to charity and yet obviously it wasn't?
I think more of the charity part then.
You think
so? Yeah, I think so.
Because I feel like there are a lot of pump and dumps still going on. Yeah. And I think, like you said, that is still, that's more than enough for you to just get banned or like be suspended for whatever like your, what it is.
But that's through the organization that they're part of, not like through any SEC or actual like legal time.
Yeah, none of them. Nothing like that has been involved. It's just through their organization.
Right.
Just through FaZe right now. Yeah.
Illegal.
Right.
No.
At this point.
Right.
At this point.
You see, we talked about it many times. You see, Jim Cramer has his own subscription services and saying, buy this. Like Didi.
I was about to tell you. Yeah. That thing, half what it is?
More than half now.
Yesterday, all of China stocks and Tesla were just dumping.
Yeah.
All of them. Just the trust is.
And Cramer was talking about Didi was a buyer.
Yeah, 100%.
And look what happened now.
Wait, Didi?
Yeah, D-I-D-I.
D-I-D-I.
It's like the Uber in China.
Yeah.
Yeah, really?
So they made Uber illegal in China because they already had. Yeah. Well, like Uber was not allowed to go over there and, you know, use their services over there because they already had Didi. And Didi, I don't know if it's government backed or whatever.
Of course.
So they became you're right. My bad. So they became government and they IPO'd here.
Right.
Last Thursday or something like that. Okay. They were like, buy Didi. And it looked okay. I was holding, doing its thing.
And Jim Cramer said,
obviously all of CNBC is just going to be like, let's go. It's a good buy. It's early. I didn't spike up before IPO or anything like that.
Okay.
So, and then it just, you know, to have
From last time I saw, which was yesterday, it was more than half the price
of what it cut.
It's been cut in half.
Yeah.
Oh, so say IPO'd at 15, it's like a $7.
Yeah.
Damn. That's a big loss. That's
50%.
Yeah. That's crazy.
But I mean, you can't really say he really did pump and dump it.
Yeah.
But still, like just telling people buy.
Well, that's their excuse.
Like, yeah.
Pump and dump's pretty mainstream now, in my opinion. Every time I go on CNBC, it's, you know, they'll hide it by saying market disclosure, they're in Apple, blah, blah, blah. But then the guy's literally saying exact expiry, exact strike price, I'm holding. And like the headline will be, I don't plan on selling, as like their close.
They're basically saying you're just,
you know what I mean?
Just like, click and buy already.
Like, you know what I mean? Like it's
Those ponytail pretty guys.
Obviously.
Ponytail guys.
Yeah, the ponytail guys on CNBC, they're like twins. And they're always giving out like their exact expiry strikes, everything.
Damn.
Who's that?
I haven't seen it in a long time.
Like, neither have I. That's us.
Yeah. No, well, I mean.
I just see everyone shit on Cramer all the time.
Yeah, well, that's the only reason I know about that.
I'll send you the guy. I'm sure if I look it up on CNBC, it'll come up immediately.
They're not the Rothschild guys with the weird face.
I don't know.
Different thing.
Yeah, like I said, it's hard to miss. They have literally bald heads and ponytails.
Okay.
Like that's literally the description.
Two different people for sure.
And from what I've seen, it's almost everybody they interview now is like that. And I'm just like,
I mean, these are the same people that say they're short on Tesla.
Yeah, like
before stock split.
Yeah,
true. Yeah,
and look at it now. They probably have like their largest holdings probably Tesla, and they're probably still saying no, it's short Tesla. But yeah. So I think
it's powerful.
I think. Yeah, I think FaZe made the right decision. for what they did.
Right.
I think if the other three were involved, then they shouldn't even let them back in, man. That's pretty messed up. That's going to be put a bad name on them.
Yeah.
So as a business, yeah, I wouldn't let them back.
Yeah, just for them. That's where I was going to get into. I think it was good to ban them or like suspend them, fire them, whatever. Just because if they're affiliated with FaZe, you now give FaZe a bad name or a bad rep.
And they had other big influencers helping them out too. They had Summer Rae.
For this same thing.
Oh my God. And they had Rice Gum.
Summer Rae is a known scammer though.
Yeah. And they had Rice Gum, who's been allegedly involved in doing things back in the day too.
Oh, okay.
And yeah.
Like what?
Like same pump and dumps or scams.
Oh, same shit.
Yeah, same thing. Okay. So his name been involved there too. And they're saying he was part of it, but I mean, their managers are smart enough to start deleting everything they had said anything about. Mm-hmm. And now they still haven't technically been caught, but it doesn't matter for them because they're not really signed to an organization like that.
They're, yeah. They're just solos.
Yeah. So that's
so why. How much would it take for you to promote a pump and dump?
For me?
Yeah. If someone gives you
he does this to me daily. Buy, Eric. No. Stop.
Buy the 250 call.
Buy the 250
call. So you're telling
me? Because I got 10 in there. I'm 10 deep.
I'm going to dump mine to you.
I did that once.
Buy the ones I just sold.
I think it was yesterday. I was like, Eric, buy 10 contracts and sell them right after you buy them.
Yeah.
Hey, but in my offense.
Yeah. In your offense.
Eric be messing me up, man.
Yeah. Oh, me.
I'd be taking profit on something and he'd be like, Esha, do I take profit? Eric can be like, take profit. I'm like, you sure? It looks good. I take profit and look, shoots up another $5-6.
These
like,
guys are the biggest bullshit ever in my life.
Oh, he is. You're right.
I'm like, come on, Eric. I told you I should have held.
Hey, your Baidu call? Terrible.
Oh, yeah. I did mess up on that one.
But I told this man buys 5, you know, to 10 contracts. Yeah. Leave one.
Yeah.
I just sold it all right now. I told you it went up another $5. Yeah. I'm just like,
what?
And I don't have his portfolio where I can do that, where I buy a shit ton of contracts and then just let it ride.
Keep one.
I'm more like a 2 to 3 kind of guy. If that, you know, if it's a big contract, I'll just buy one and just, you know, let that thing go. Once I make a decent amount of profit, I'm out.
Yeah, I got you.
I can't, I'm not like this man over here.
Yes.
he's built different.
He is.
I agree. It can be kind of reckless sometimes.
So how much would it take?
Honestly, just give me 100K. Slide me 100K. I'll do it.
Yeah? Okay.
Oh, you know what's crazy?
I'm trying to find your
Face Bank is the owner of Face. Oh, yeah.
One of the
owners.
There's like 10.
Oh, there's 10?
One of.
Yeah, he's like the bigger, well-known one, mm-hmm. right? Him and Tommy.
Yeah, because he had a brand like before FaZe, so.
Yeah. So he was also like, they're investigating him for doing the same thing before too, because like he had a bank crypto, something like that.
Bankroll. FaZe Banks?
Yeah, Bankroll, whatever, that they try to like catch him on that too.
Yeah.
So, I mean, so
he's kind of same, like, shit.
Same
and
thing.
They got a lot of like celebrities and like,
yeah, they got a lot of
people.
They have like Bronny, they have Kyler Murray. They have Nick Merch, is the biggest streamer.
Have Ben Simmons?
No, I don't think they have Ben Simmons, do they?
No, I think for a little bit he was. Yeah. I don't know if he still is now.
I know he does play with a lot of the FaZe guys, so maybe.
They probably dumped him after his performance in the playoffs.
I think they have the biggest Twitch streamers there is.
Yeah.
And they have a bunch of celebrities. That's why they have like, they have a house with Summer Rae, Rice Gum, Aiden Ross, like all these big guys.
Right.
And they said supposedly FaZe Banks was paid like almost 200K in cash. To promote this crypto.
To promote the other one.
Yeah. Sure. And that he was like, supposedly still holding that crypto, but it's already dead, basically, from what I know.
Right.
And, but other people that, like Face K, the other guy, he was in that. Mm-hmm. All these influencers that I just mentioned were in that, saying that they're made already like 400% off that crypto that he was promoting mm-hmm. before.
So in essence, they're all trash.
Yeah.
Sounds like it.
I don't think I'd ever do that.
I mean,
I wouldn't.
I have...
You just don't.
My moral compass is
yeah.
I made it for 100K. No, I'm kidding. No. If you were to offer, I'm not even sick.
I don't know.
I'm gonna put myself in their shoes. If I have at least 1 million followers, I have 1 million followers on YouTube.
Yeah, I'm not talking about.
But at
that
Twitter.
Point, you're already making that much
that's
money.
That's what I'm saying. I'm not talking about you right now.
Okay. No.
If we're talking you right now, then obviously, if I give you $1 million,
$10,
yeah, you're gonna do it.
Give me $10.
But like, if we're talking about you're an established streamer, you have multiple streams of income, you have this, you have that.
Not worth.
But there's no reason to do that. Because at the end of the day, what's the most important thing? Your reputation.
Yeah, your name is basically, you're basically selling your name, who you are. That's how you're making money right now.
Exactly.
So why would I risk that? Now imagine all the people that are going to be like unfollowing him.
Oh yeah, 100%.
Not trust him anymore. Yeah. Just cancel him, as these kids like to say nowadays.
Yeah.
Yeah.
These kids like, you're not a kid, but yeah, I get you.
I'm not a kid anymore.
We're still Gen. Wait, what are
not we're, like, we're like the in between.
Yeah, we're not Gen Z. Gen Z is the new
we're like
one.
In between.
We're right, yeah. Right before
them. Yeah, right before, yeah.
Not, but yeah, so yeah, at that point, it's not even worth it, dude.
Yeah.
This guy can literally make a Twitch and probably easily get like 10,000-15,000 viewers, yeah. And play and just make money off that if you want to.
But yeah, I don't understand it. I don't understand it. It's just, I don't know.
There had to be a lot of money involved. A lot for them to put their name out there like that.
Either that or they just have no moral compass or no credibility. There you go. My bad.
Sound like me now.
Sound like Vulture's all of a sudden. Then we also had in the crypto space, now UFC.
Right.
Is
just got biggest sponsorship ever.
Right. With crypto?
With crypto.com.
Right. And so now crypto.com is going to show up on all of...
all the fighters have to walk out with their...
Right. It's going to essentially be on the shit.
Warm-up shirts.
Probably going to be on the ring.
Yeah.
On the floor.
Most likely.
Probably right down the fucking middle.
Most likely. I mean, they
paid that. It was like $175 mil
for 10 years.
Yeah. For $175 mil, that's...
That's how much someone would pay to put it on a stadium or something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, because like
the Staples Center, I think that's how much.
Yeah, because you know how much they have, like, let's say it's Coca-Cola or Geico or some shit.
Like SoFi Stadium.
SoFi, yeah, SoFi. Yeah, SoFi.
SoFi.
Please sponsor
this. That's another pump and dump that's going on.
He's trying to go in. He's trying to hop on.
Shit. Big for crypto or big for UFC? Which one? What do you think?
Both.
Interesting. Okay.
More for crypto only because all the things they're going through right now, because aren't there like a lot of regulations hitting them all at once? I know the UK said that they're going to ban crypto or the use of crypto.
Okay.
But Guatemala says it's their currency now.
Oh, yeah. That's Guatemala's new currency.
That's crazy. That's crazy.
But yeah.
That one is someone else. Crazy. El Salvador too.
It's El Salvador, Guatemala, and then
Honduras?
Is it Honduras? I don't know if it's Honduras or Chile or some shit.
Because all those are like all right next to each other.
Yeah.
They like might as well.
Yeah, might as well.
Oh, why Salvador.
Not? It is El Salvador?
I think it is El Salvador.
No, it was El Salvador. Yeah.
Yeah, right? El Salvador, Guatemala.
I remember the president say it. He's like, yeah.
Yeah, which is crazy.
Oh,
you guys hear the president of Haiti died? He got murdered.
Of Haiti? He got murdered.
Assassinated in his house in the most inhumane way possible.
Explain.
I don't know the way. I don't know how what happened. I just read the headline. And I was like, damn, that's crazy.
But you didn't read the inhumane way he died?
No, I just read I didn't clickbait it. I was just like, oh, apparently he's dead though. I just confirmed if he was dead and apparently he was. Through my sources.
Yeah.
Page 2 of Google.
Crypto is not going to be on the UFC mats.
That's pretty big.
Training. That is big. Because UFC's, I think, at its height.
Right. And it's also showing for crypto how much more big they're trying to get.
Expand. Become more and more mainstream and more trusted. Because I do feel like with all the weird crypto scams, at some point people are just gonna be like, damn, what is this shit? You know? Yeah. And then Elon going on SNL and them asking him over and over and over what it was, and then them just going, oh, so it's bullshit. Yeah, pretty much. I don't think that helped. I know it was a bit, but still.
Yeah.
So yeah, I think them partnering with the UFC is definitely positive, you know, especially for crypto. I don't know about for UFC. I don't.
Because you think they're already high? Like,
I mean, it doesn't matter for UFC.
Yeah, they're at their height.
Well, I mean, they get money. That's all it is.
Yeah. Just more money for them.
Crypto.com on the thing. Exactly. And then
it's not going to change much for the UFC.
Exactly. Yeah.
It might be a great deal for crypto.com. It might not.
Yeah.
Who knows? Only time will tell what really happened. As right now, it's kind of. Crypto's really down.
Yeah.
This one's
still at 30Ks.
Yep.
It's down.
Doge is like at 20.
Not Sheeb.
Huh?
Not Sheeb.
What is that at? Same
it's
thing?
Like at the highs. It's hitting a resistance constantly.
What is?
Sheeb.
Shiba Inu?
Oh, Sheeb. Oh, really? Oh. I don't know.
You want to buy that one too?
No, I don't buy
I bought the bottom. I'm not endorsing it. I bought the bottom so I can hold forever.
Hold forever?
Okay. Yeah.
What is the bottom?
Like just 0.00000 something.
Isn't it still like 0.000?
It's like 0.00000.
You're like two decimal places over. You're like, I'm chilling. Yeah. And it's a drop.
Like over 100%. Yeah. Okay. So, I mean,
yeah, it's not bad. That's pretty good.
Yeah.
My Cardano's not doing so well.
Yeah.
Cardano?
Tell me about it. It's okay. I mean, for the long haul.
Yeah.
Bitcoin, shoot. 20K.
Honestly, I don't remember.
That's the buying price.
Yeah.
At least for me. Yeah.
I think so. Mm-hmm. I agree.
If it breaks, if it goes down below 20K,
sell.
Goodbye. It's gone. You never see that for another 2 years. I promise you that right now.
Yeah.
I will say that is my stamp of approval right there. Okay. Below 20K stays under 20K.
Dead.
Damn.
For a couple years. Like last time, a year or two.
Okay.
So like, and then you're going to see it at 5K and you're just going to be like,
I don't want it. But I do want it.
And then it goes back up and you're like, fuck, I should have bought it.
Yeah, of course.
5K.
So buy.
I can't even imagine. Bitcoin at 5K.
That's why I don't think so. That's why if it does go below that 20K mark, dead. It's gone.
Damn.
I'll never see it for a while. I promise you that.
Much. Okay. I'll keep that in mind, Eric. Yeah.
So be careful.
Thank you.
You're welcome. This is not financial advice, by the way.
We also wanted to discuss TD versus other platforms, mainly Dask Trader Pro. We have Kyle who has not switched over. And mm-hmm. we've been on this podcast talking a lot about different platforms, Trader or TD Ameritrade, Robinhood, IBKR, what's the other one?
Thinkorswim.
No, we already said CD. No, that's not E-Trade. Yeah, we've tried.
Schwab.
Exactly.
Lightspeed.
Yeah, we've talked about all of them. We've been trying to compare and obviously TD
is that one issues. Like the Dark Trader? Is that what it is? Dark Trader?
No.
Trade Zero. Have you heard of Trade Zero too?
No.
It's another one.
Yeah.
It's okay. The one that Ripster uses.
Okay.
But enlighten us, Kyle.
Yeah, I mean, like Marlo said, we've been talking about leaving TD possibly for a while, and it got to a point where I had to go, man. And I'm glad I did, because looking at this professional software that you have to pay for, either monthly or like for the course of the year, dude, I don't know how I made money on TD Ameritrade. It's like a cheat code. I was telling Bochy, he's like, dude, this is insane. And like people who are already on a professional software are like, duh. But it's like a lot of the new people coming in, especially retail traders, they don't know. You know what I mean? They hear Robinhood, Webull, and TD, and they're like, oh, it's easy. It's free. I can just literally type my name, social, mm-hmm. and then that's it. Like, so, but I'm glad I did. The tools you get, and just, it's a direct access platform, which is what we've talked about before too. So my orders are, I mean, like that. You honestly don't have time for a mistake. You click buy, you're in already. Mm-hmm. Like today, even for an example, I'd bought, and like by the time I can like relook, you look at the chart, look back, I'm like, it's already bought. I'm like, oh shit,
it's gone.
Order didn't even, you know, I didn't even see it process, but it's insane. I can actually use like level twos. There's just level twos on the options contract. So I'm seeing stuff like before it happens, and it's honestly great.
I
don't know how I made enough money to be a full-time trader on TD. I really don't, because it's I don't know how I did it, but I'm in love with it, and I fully endorse, like, leave whatever, whether it's Dask, whether it's even Lightspeed is pretty good. They have their own issues sometimes, but again, it's better than Charles Schwab or TOS or whatever. So I'm all in for sure. And it's worth the $1,800, $2,000, whatever you end up paying. It's worth it for sure.
$2,000 a year.
Yeah. Yeah. I believe I pay for the highest, it's like $2,500 a year. Yeah. So to me, if you know what you're doing, that should pay itself off in a week or a month or whatever. So I'm all in. Yeah. Oh yeah.
So what's the feature you think you like the most?
Probably the level two.
Level two?
Yeah, probably. I think
so. It's like an actual accurate reading.
Yeah, it's the Thinkorswim one's a joke.
It's designed to be a joke.
Yeah.
So I think that's my favorite right now. The speed is obviously another favorite, but I think level twos are just chef's kiss for sure. For sure, for sure.
And what do you guys think about TD still?
I mean,
same thing. Nothing changed.
Yeah. I mean, it's only good for obviously just looking at the price action.
Gotcha. Mm-hmm. Okay.
I will say, TD, I miss their active trader, like the platform of it. I think if like some of these other softwares could take notes from that, that's the one thing. Like if you had the execution of a professional platform with TOS's interface. Oh, we're cooking up something real nice. Cause I still miss the active trader. I think that was the best feature of all time. So, one of the best features of all time.
So how do you
You basically pull up your options chain and it's kind of like TOS's, but it's way faster though. It's not like how you click and then it's way faster, but it's not as good as their active trader. Okay. I'll say that.
So it's just like the old way, just going to the trade.
Going to actual chain. Yeah.
You've been buying through there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Eric, what do you think about ETD? It's whatever.
It is slow, like he was saying on the option things. I'll be ready to pull the trigger and it'll change a couple cents. Right. You know, not a big deal, but it's annoying. You have to go in, cancel, reply, and then at that point, you know, you can.
Oh, you don't use Active Trader?
Not yet. Gotcha. I feel like that would cancel that out. Yeah, I probably will. That would. Yeah.
Even with Active Trader, ask Eric how many times I'm like, bro, it's not filling me. I'm literally 2 cents away, it's not filling me. Saying this price, it's not even at that price.
Yeah, the issue with Thinkorswim isn't the way up. When profit's there, it's not a big deal that it's slower. It's on the way down because loss, a stop loss, ends up like, what the hell just happened? Yeah. Like, now I'm losing more money because of how slow it is. And that's my issue. Yesterday, I had taken a second trade that I was like, I'm going to stop out of this, and sold it and got me out quick. And I actually ended up, what I thought was a stop loss was a profit still. It's like, that's the difference. You know what I mean? Whereas on TOS, a stop loss trades ends up being a big loss because it's so like,
it's forever. You don't ever get filled at your actual stop loss. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Ever. Okay. Mm-hmm.
So that was also nice as well.
That's good. But that's cool. It's interesting.
Yeah.
I remember you sent me the video. The only thing is it does look kind of weird as far as like the platform. Mm-hmm. Probably because I'm so used to TD. And I like the dark mode too now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. There is a dark mode, but it's not as good.
It doesn't look as TD?
Nah, it's not as good as TD.
Oh, it's like white?
I like it white. Because it looks better white than it does
to see a chart.
The black but on that one. It's just interesting
because this trader that I follow a lot, I actually like his work. I never could figure out what platform he's using. Mm-hmm. But then when Kyle sent me the video, I was like, oh, shoot, this is the exact same platform. Oh,
okay.
Yeah. But I was like, oh, still see now. Mm-hmm. I mean, makes sense.
Yeah.
Because I was trying to figure out, like, what platform is this guy using?
Yeah. How'd you find this platform? Or you just did research and that's the
No, best I found them found? Through, like, a pretty good trading community that I've been following for pretty much since, like, Boshi introduced me. And I found them. They use that platform. Mm-hmm. But they're share traders. So it's beautiful for share trading and it's decent enough for me.
The guy I follow is a share trader too. Yeah.
So it's like literally the perfect platform if you trade shares. I think TOS's interface is a little better for options traders. It just sucks. It's just too slow. So you either trade off a great interface for speed, and I'll take speed every time. Because you can mitigate like the active trader that I miss. Right. I can mitigate that.
You don't need for it the as speed. User friendly. Mm-hmm. You know, as
exactly.
As you know what you're doing.
Exactly.
Just
exactly.
Learn.
Yeah, learn I'll take that.
Adjust to it and you're fine.
I'll take that any day over the slowness. Yeah. I think I didn't trade last week because I was getting everything ready, but the straw that broke the camel's back was I was like in an NVIDIA trade. And kind of the same thing, like get me out kind of thing. And it just wasn't responding, even though it should have been, because like everything was clear with my order and stuff. And I was just like, I'm done. Pull my money out right now. Like, I'm done. So I'm in a better place mentally now. So that's.
Can you just close the account forever? Like, I've never closed a brokerage.
I'm sure you can. You can, yeah. But you can. I've always just left it.
You just take the money out. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. You can close it though. There's no fees for inactivity. Yeah. So why not? Who cares?
There's no point.
You know what I mean?
Just in case. You know.
Mm-hmm. Damn, that makes me just think that the guy I follow, it's even more like he's more legit.
He's legit.
Because it's funny because he goes, all his trades, he goes based off just on level 2.
Okay.
And he said, and he uses that same platform. Right. And Kyle saying that level 2 is actually accurate and all that, and it's really good. She's like, yeah, so this guy, yes, actually. Which is interesting. And we always said level 2 is probably the better thing to go off of.
Yeah, for sure.
So yeah, so I was like, damn. So more reason to just keep following him.
Yeah, okay. That's cool.
Yeah. But I think I do, but he is a share trader. Mm-hmm. So I feel like sometimes it can be a little easier because being a share. Trader?
A lot
of less factors that you have to think about.
Yeah,
I think all things considered, like seven figure account, I might switch the shares. It's just easier.
I told myself,
so much easier.
Oh, 100%.
Yeah. But we've always said learn options first, because if you know how to drive a manual, you know how to drive an automatic. Yeah,
exactly.
You know what I mean? So it's like, why not learn options first?
This weekend, I already told myself I'm not going to swing ever again as far as options. Mm-hmm. I'm going to just do shares as swings down. Mm-hmm. No more options. Okay.
You're done.
I'm done after this
week. I've heard this before.
No, I'm for sure.
I've heard this before.
But yeah, I'm for sure done with swinging options.
It was a rough week.
Yeah. Maybe like hold overnight at best, but that's if I'm up.
Yeah.
But as far as like actual like a week, 2 weeks out.
Never again.
I think I would just do shares. It's way like...
You just have so much more leeway.
It's less stress. Yeah. You can have a bigger stop loss. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm
There's
saying?
There's no time crunch. There's You're no not time. Stressing about, yeah. I, need to done now. I need in the money by next week or I'm screwed.
Exactly.
I think that's the time is the most... That plays at your most detriment, in my opinion.
Yeah, so...
Because a lot of times you're right. It's just time's not on your side.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. And by the third day, you're still not right and you're done. That's it.
Oh, yeah.
You're fucked. Like, there's nothing more you can do.
Yeah.
With weeklies, that second day is crucial.
Yeah.
How many times have, like, we've... swung stuff and we know it's right, but like that second day where Theta's killing you is hitting and you're just like, even if I'm right now, it doesn't matter. Yeah. I'm still gonna be at a loss.
I still remember our FSLY trade where like we're already in the money and we're still down huge because of Theta.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why it's on. Yeah, after this week I was like, yeah, I'm done with swings.
Yeah,
swinging options.
Shares is for sure just so much easier.
Yeah, way
easier. Because if you have the right idea, that's all you need, to be honest. You don't have to calculate for anything else.
Yeah, I agree.
Like, you just look at, okay, if it goes below this, I think I'm out. That's it.
Funny, people tell you the opposite, but for me, I mean, I feel like I found my edge, which is just short-term quick scalps or intraday trading.
Okay.
I'm usually, honestly, that sounds cocky, but I'm usually hardly ever wrong when it comes to that.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to just stick to that as far as options. And then,
And then swing shares.
Build an portfolio and just swing my shares whenever I see a good opportunity.
Yeah, I feel you. Especially sometimes there's not great options contracts to buy for an idea.
Mm-hmm.
You're just like, this isn't really worth it.
Yeah.
Like, but it's not even worth it. The setup is beautiful.
But setup is great. Yeah. And you're just like, you know what? But this might even need more time. But if I'm right, damn. And it's just not worth it to buy the options contract.
You look at the chain, there's like 32 open entries.
Yeah.
Well, so I'm selling myself. So this is stupid.
So that's where shares, I feel like. Yeah. There we go. Just buy shares. I remember at one point what's that one? The food company. Ah, damn. Dave & Buster's? Was it Dave & Buster's?
Play.
I remember Play, we had like, I think, 6 call for like a year out.
Yeah.
And we sold like, I think, after a month.
Yeah.
And I was just like, damn, this is just doing nothing. And I think I remember checking a year out, which would have been like this past January, February.
It's like
Play was like a fucking 40, right? Triple 40.
Yeah.
Like, it was like a 6 or 7.
Yeah.
And it was like 30, 40 by the time I was like, oh, wow. Okay. I guess this would have been a much better move.
Yeah.
But when you're playing, when you're not, I guess, investing, when you're just trying to make a profit on something, it's so hard to hold the shares. It's, you just look at it and you're just like, oh, it went up,
right?
Say from $6 to $10. You're like, all right, I'm up, 75%.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You're like, it's not enough. Like, it's kind of weak, you know? You're like, well, you put $1,000 in there and you only get
$750.
Yeah. And a month, you're like, I could have done that every, if I did this throughout the day and traded differently, I could have made more profit.
True.
Mm-hmm. And that is, I think, my biggest problem with something like that. I look at it, a couple weeks, months later, you're just like, damn.
I agree, because you only really truly start seeing a payoff. I feel this could be different for everybody. You only start truly seeing a payoff with like share differences once you hit that 1,000 mark. So options, 10 contracts, and then shares, 1,000 shares. So, which, think about it, if we calculate the buying power for 1,000 shares, holy crap. You know what I mean? So I agree in that sense, where it's like, it's not even worth it sometimes, because you have to take like 1,000. It's like, you do the calculations, like 100 shares. Like, man, it's only worth it if I have 1,000 shares. Yeah. That's $75,000. Like, that's stupid. I'm going to buy 5 contracts. You know what I mean?
So
I get you 100%. But it's just, it's easier.
I get you. Like, I 100% agree.
Mm-hmm.
I just feel like there are situations in which like it's just so much easier.
Yeah.
Like, there's no reason to deal with all that stress.
Yeah, 100%.
I think my game plan would be is like, it'll just be extra money for me. If it hits, if it doesn't and I just see it's not working, I just get out. Oh, well.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I'm not going to count on it as my daily goal.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's how I'm going to see it. I want to go back, how I say I won't swing options. Mm-hmm. I think the most I'll do is one contract.
Oh, for a swing.
That's it. Which won't be.
See, you're already.
No, because I think because there is sometimes where like
just like a lotto. No, because $300.
Lately, I've been going like 20 contracts in on swings. Yeah.
Okay. Whoa, holy crap!
Yeah. I'm like, nah, maybe one contract if it hits. Yeah. If I lose all that money, which and then my the most I'll put in is probably just $500.
Gotcha. Mm-hmm.
So either I lose half of it if I see it's really bad, or most swings, if they do end up going your favor, you end up getting more than 100% return. That's the beauty of swings for options.
Yeah.
The reward is amazing.
Yeah. The risk is also
the risk. A lot insane. Of risk, way more risk, I think, than when you scalp. Only because when you hold overnight, you never know if news is going to drop.
Anything could happen.
Yeah, anything could happen. Look at what happened with all the China stocks.
Yeah,
mm-hmm. Exactly what I'm saying.
So. Get wrecked.
Yeah. Yeah, I haven't swung a full size options trade in since our first year, and the stress of doing that, dude, is. You can't sleep.
You wake up like this. You're just like, dude. All right, what's
you, I used to have like dreams.
You pray. It got up. You're like,
you wake up.
You don't even sleep.
All right, let me look at my phone. Please.
Like holding those positions, I used to have dreams of blowing up my account. And sure enough, that's what happened. But like, I used to dream about it and just be like, what happened?
I agree.
Yeah, no, dude, the stress is just.
I dream waking up a millionaire.
I wanted to believe that was the case. It never panned out with swings, but.
For me, the last couple, maybe the month, I've swung things and I haven't woken up on time, but it's worked out. It's worked out in my favor. Yeah. It's even better because if I would have woken up early, I know I would have sold right there. Yeah.
And like last week, I wish I would have woke up late when I had Roblox.
Yeah.
Oh my God, dude. Yeah. I woke up like, hell yeah, I made hella money. We went out, come back. Yeah. Those things were like 500%.
Yeah.
God damn.
So pissed.
That's why I'd rather just have one contract if they're really cheap.
As one of my friends likes to say.
Three, four.
I've heard this story before.
He said up to $500.
I've heard this story before.
It's because once I see like.
Nah, then next week he's going to go, okay, if it's not more than 2,000, then it's fine. Yeah. I can buy them.
Yeah. You know, it's really a $100 10 contract lotto isn't that bad.
I've already heard this before. Yeah. I've heard this before. You see how he just did it to himself too?
Yeah.
Not even antagonize him. He went from one. All right, maybe two. Maybe
three.
Okay, maybe only if it's overnight.
He set me up.
But
he was staying quiet just because he knew.
Nah, shut up. Mm-hmm. This guy.
He set me up.
I did not.
Nah, but yeah, but I think you want to be less stressed.
Yeah.
For sure. It's commodities or whatever they call it.
Yeah.
Comments.
Oh, comments.
Sleep through the pain. STTP. Can't feel pain in your sleep.
That's true. You guys got anything else? Any final thoughts? Any final words? Final comments?
If it's not more than 1,000.
Okay.
You want to go look at swings after this?
Why don't you just give yourself room and just give like a percent? Because then that could go up.
I'm telling you, Kyle, don't even make more money.
Don't even try. I'm just saying.
Yeah, don't even try, bro.
If you say 1%,
it's a lost cause, man. It's a lost cause. I'm telling you.
Hey, that's a banger. That's a banger of a song.
What?
Oh, lost cause.
Lost cause?
Billie Eilish.
If you look at the Discord chat, it's like every day.
Every day, Butch plays the same three songs.
Yeah, I know. I know. I've seen. I still get
You don't join. That's the problem.
I haven't joined. You're right.
You need to go and
listen to the party. You know what I have to do? I have to get a headset. Because I'm getting tired of what I've been having to do is move this mic over here. Turn that on. Connect that. Do all that. Every single time I have to
go. It's way easier with a headset.
Then, a little one over there.
Then not to mention for your part, then I have to bring it back over here.
Yeah.
Then for the other one, I have to bring it back over here. Oh, but then I'll get it over there. Then over here. So I'm just like, no, I'm just done.
Headset to keep it over.
Yeah, I just need to buy a new headset. $40
one.
Exactly.
Yeah.
The one I have is $40.
Oh yeah, where'd you get it?
A HyperX Cloud, whatever.
Yeah,
okay. That's the one I have.
Yeah,
oh, it works. You just plug it into the.
You just plug it to the USB.
Oh, USB.
It's a USB. Oh,
mine isn't USB. Mine is.
Oh, it does. Oh yeah, it's aux.
The aux. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know if your computer has.
Yeah, and it has a little mic thing.
You can even buy the $20 Turtle Beach headset.
Because I have one of the Turtle Beaches.
You can use those.
But that goes into the actual PS4 control.
What's the connection?
The PS4 control is not like the little aux thing?
It's the 3.5 one?
I don't even know, but I think I had tried to plug it into the back and it didn't work.
Oh, no. For the Xbox one's the same one that the PC has.
Oh, okay.
So that's how I use my old ones.
And it goes straight in there.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Then I just got to buy literally a new
headset. But you can buy the ones where it has the USB adapter.
Yeah, you can do that too.
And then you just plug it into the aux. So it comes with it if you buy like the HyperX ones.
Right. So it's a USB that goes USB into the
and then it comes with another cable that goes into the...
But headphones itself, they're pretty cheap. If you don't know, you're not going to use them for like gaming, like perfect...
You listen to Ninja Steps.
That's what I want to buy it to use it for gaming as well as when we get on live.
Yeah, $40 will get the job done, yeah. Honestly.
Well, you think so?
I think so. I'm going to buy myself some nice ones. I'm just waiting for a deal to happen.
If you want a $200 one in Black Friday, then
That's what I'm waiting for, hopefully. Yeah.
No, but what about the ones you have, though?
Those were perfectly fine. And then my little brother gave me a snowball, so...
Okay.
So he just gave
So you don't even use...
I have the mic itself, but I just use a snowball instead.
To talk?
Yeah.
So you use the snowball, and then you just flip your mic up?
Yeah. Like, you can use these, and you can buy a little mic that... And even the little mic snowballs cost like $30, $40. And you can use these as your headphones.
So is the snowball USB?
Yeah, it is.
So USB and then I use it as an actual mic and then just regular headphones?
Yeah.
I can do that too,
You can do that too.
Yeah.
So I can I like about that is that like if I'm playing by myself sometimes, I just disconnect the snowball and I still hear people. I'm still hearing the game. I'm still playing. I can play music in the background.
So then maybe just buy a snowball?
Yeah, I like that better. Like once I'm moving to my new spot, I think I'm going to buy myself a better mic.
Oh, that's why I can hear you when you're...
Yeah.
When you're like fucking moving, you're packing your shit.
Yeah, like today when I was packing my stuff, so I can hear me.
Think he recognizes the voice from there.
Yeah. Oh,
that's pretty cool.
Man, that's cool. Yeah, how much is that?
The one I saw online was like $30.
Okay, I'm going to buy that then instead. Yeah, I need to buy something.
Get a soundbar while you're at it too.
we're actually going to get a soundbar, projector. A lot of shit, yeah.
I'm gonna get a projector too soon.
Oh, yeah?
Using it.
Slowly but surely, you get the whole setup.
Dope. Oh, yeah. It's dope.
Slowly but surely. Karaoke machine? I hear you have one. Maybe not you, but you know.
Oh, yeah, my parents' house. Yeah, I bought them one. It came with the mic and everything. We have used it actually.
Yeah, okay.
Christmas goes wild.
Yeah, same. My mom. Yeah, dude.
All right, guys.
Karaoke might be wild.
This is episode 15 of the House Rules Podcast.
La quinceañera.
Oh, you don't want to do your... So,
baile de sorpresa?
No.
You want to do it today?
I don't want
to. The chambelán is already out there for you, bro.
The viewers aren't ready, man. Listeners aren't ready for you yet.
Fair enough. Episode 15 of 10X Weeks, guys. Peace.